Chapter 3. Carollo didn't immediately insist upon Jakob's explanation once they were on their way, and he was more than willing to wait until she did so. But after an hour of silence, even the children seemed to know not to speak, she said, "Tell me what happened, Jakob." His thoughts drifted across time, back to Germany and that snowy February day in 1897. He remembered kissing Carola goodbye, promising he would send for her soon, declaring his undying devotion. He'd been young and filled with dreams, certain that only good fortune lay before him. Nothing was impossible for him then. He remembered his farewells to his four older brothers and to his father, a stooped and beaten man, wearied by life, worn down by hardship and poverty. He remembered the arduous journey, most of it made on foot, from his remote village to Hamburg. He remembered his surprise when he'd discovered himself feeling homesick. "When I first got to America," he began at last, "I found work in a factory in New York City. I hated it. I only stayed until I had enough money saved to strike out for the West."
"Yeah, I remember. You wrote to me about it."
What he hadn't told her in his letters was how near impossible it was to save anything from the meager wages he'd earned, how often he'd gone to bed hungry in that miserable room he'd rented, how more than once he'd wondered if he'd traveled all that way for nothing. "After I left New York, I found work on a farm in Pennsylvania. Then I moved on to another farm in Ohio, and after that I went to work in Minnesota."
"You liked it in Minnesota best of all."
He nodded, remembering the many nights he'd sat at that rickety table in the farmhand's quarters, the candle flickering nearby, penning his letters to Carola. "I'll send for you soon," he'd written. He'd never meant for it to be a lie. "I worked hard, Carola, and I saved almost every dollar I earned so I could buy land, so I could have a farm of my own, be my own man, make my own way. I planned to stay in Minnesota. There were many German immigrants there. But then I met a man who told me about California."